you know, in your home and space. So,
it's about paying attention. And Tim, that's what your company does, right? Tell us again, for folks just joining us in the broadcast, how are you helping people pay attention, these commercial businesses, to their bills?
What we do is we come in and we do a rate analysis. And Georgia Power provides us with 2 years of their historical data. And what we do is we load their data into an algorithm that we've developed with some guys at UGA. And it will go out and compare the different rates slash tariffs that they qualify for. If we find savings, and usually we do because we are usually going out to target markets now, we go back and show them what we've identified. And at the end of the day, we're just penny counters. I mean, if we can take a guy from 18 cents to 12 cents, it could be, it's substantial. I mean, we've got accounts that we're saving up to 40% of their power bill now. And I mean, even 10%, why throw it away? I mean, if you don't have to pay it, don't pay it.
Dr. Tidwell, I think about the corresponding air quality that might result from a 5 to 10% reduction of power plants running in our state. I mean, in the end, saving money is saving lives.
Well, and given that in some parts of the state, the huge inefficiencies we have in homes that are aging and the rampant energy poverty that we have across the state, I imagine that things like that, whether it's at a business that then passes those savings down to their customers, that could have huge widespread physical improvement, as you were saying, Tim, but also like financial, you know, improvement and even stability for some of these folks that frankly spend, you know, 40% of their paycheck on their energy bill. So
in our final minute, I think about this hurt.